Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. The Drive is live, and we are live, as I said here, Buffalo Wild Wings here in spring. Come on out. Make your way out here, North Grand Parkway here in spring. That's the exit to get on off of, and you can't miss it right down the road to your right. So come on out and hang out with us. Great food, great drink. Shout out to Buffalo Wild Wings. Shout out to Bud Light as they help us put fourth Thirsty Thursday
and
each
the Bud Light
every
girls
week. They're not here yet, but you're darn right.
Oh, damn it,
they will be here soon. The Bud Light girls will be here soon to help you enjoy yourself more here.
I tell you, see, I mean, you too, boy. I mean,
try to walk.
Damn, how'd y'all
help
get
yourself to help yourself?
I'm feeling
to enjoy
nasty.
Yourself. I know you do. I felt it the way you came
out
there.
Are you breathing?
You don't just wear a top shirt like that and not feel nasty. I know it don't mean the card. I think tops, that means a little bit more what that tops mean right there. But, no, come on out here. Have a good time.
Are baseball cards still a thing?
Oh, I'm certain they are.
Do people still collect baseball
cards? Oh, I'm certain they are.
I haven't added to mine, but I got three binders at the house.
I'm about to say, I bet you somebody's got a Shohei Ohtani card that may be worth something. I've got to be still collecting them with people potentially having, you know, rookie cards or something worth a lot.
Yeah, I got two big crates full of baseball cards and football cards and things of that nature. Hell, I got full sets of the old Upper Decks back in the day, man. I just didn't know. I wonder if it's still a thing. I wonder if I'm sitting on a lottery ticket in them deals. Yeah, I need to check it out, man.
What you got in there? Maybe I think I got a Frank Thomas rookie card somewhere in me.
I don't know how much Frank's going to bring you, but I've got
I have a Clint Sterner Dallas Cowboys card, no lie.
Yeah, I got a whole stack of them joints.
I don't believe you.
I got a stack of them joints.
I want to see it. I'll bring it.
I'll bring you one, Ron. I'll bring you one.
No, I want to see the one Tyler has.
Oh.
Okay. Tyler just strummed out with the Clint Sterner one.
Somebody in the Heights stumbled up on Tyler and had it in their back pocket, hoping they'd run into him. Hey, here you go. Look, it's your buddy right here, man.
All right. Well, yeah. Coming up, a good time is to be had. And we look here soon, any moment now, actually, we will hear from a guy, Clint, I think you believe has really changed this season for the Texans, Trent Brown, the big fella. I ain't going to lie to you, and I don't know if I'll bring this up to Trent. Trent's going to join us any moment now. Trent, my man Trent, I thought about him when I went on the plane last week. I thought to myself, boy, man, what's it like for him? Like, I understand now, thank God he found football, and he's probably not having to ride Southwest like I did or any commercial. But yeah, damn, man, but still, man, like, I've rode first class. There may be some first class that may not just be 100% great for him either. That is, like, I think about a guy like 6'8", 3, whatever he is. I know I've heard 380. I'm not sure. I don't want to disrespect that man.
Well, hell, ask him.
But, I mean, I'm thinking to myself, what's it like for him? What would it be like for him just have to fly to Dallas? Southwest.
I'm telling you. Sprinter van. Hey, I'd have one of them old things customized, baby. And the driver.
Hey, man. Hey. Hey, how much would Cal McNair have to pay you, Trent, to ride in the middle seat on a full flight?
Hold on, Joe. On a
Southwest flight to Seattle. How much would they have to pay you? Well, he'll be joining us coming up here soon. But real quick, before we get to Trent Brown, he's a part of this as well. The injury report out with the Texans. We talked about a lot of guys who missed yesterday. Well, Kamari Lassiter, he returned to practice with that foot. Will Anderson returned to practice with the chest and shoulder issue. Woody Marks, big one. We know the ankle-foot situation. Clint, he returned to practice. Denico Autry, he has been missing that first practice and then going the rest of the week. He returns, and then who we'll speak to here in a bit, Trent Brown, he returned with a broken finger. Only one who did practice, Tim Settle, with the foot issue. But speaking of Trent Brown, who good to see return to practice. Trent, we was just sitting there. We was just talking to you about this, Trent, man. And I was thinking about you. I had to fly back home, and I'm thinking to myself, boy, I don't know if they could pay good money. They could pay Trent enough money to ride in the middle seat on a Southwest flight to Kansas City like I took. I just don't even know that you could even you could even negotiate that, Trent.
Man, if we going to play some ball, it ain't that long of a flight. I'll make it work.
I want that flight attendant to say, all right, we got a full flight coming, and then you come rolling down the middle of that aisle. Nothing but middle seats left.
Hey, Trent's like, I know one thing. I'm going to be more comfortable than these two jokers next to me.
I was just about to say that. I'll tell you what, I'm going to have over them armrests. I'll tell you that.
Armrest hell, you're gonna have your arms in their lap.
Hell to hell with that, Trent. We got to lift them armrests. I'm telling you. I tell Trent, hey, man, you take this aisle, man. Good. You need that little bit longer than I do. All right, man. Man, good to talk to you and my partner here, and I'm sure he'll get into it, man. Really believes you've really, in a way, saved this offensive line and changed things, because the play of the offensive line has really looked different since you have been in that right tackle spot. What are you seeing the changes, and what do you think you've been bringing to the table with this offensive line?
I think it's just throughout my career and the places I've been, I've always tried to keep the same mentality of playing, being mentally and physically tough, and trying to and use that against my opponents and use what a guy's given me and just try to wear them down. And especially when I went to the Patriots, you know, played a lot of meaningful football. And late in the year, you know, the more you can run the ball, the more you win. I don't know if people noticed that trend, but the teams that run the ball can win football games, especially late in the year. And I think that's the dominance up front is what matters the most. And then allowing guys on the outside, our playmakers, to get the ball and with a lot of space on the field and back there in the back on the back end. And that's the beauty of the run game, having that balanced attack, you know, to run the ball and pass the ball. That's the most important thing.
Trent, you mentioned space, and I'm an old quarterback, so I think it's just as important in pass protection. I've seen you collapse a couple of that right side and just give the quarterback just a beautiful, clean right side of the pocket and plenty of space to operate and plenty of vision, and it's just a beautiful thing to watch a quarterback get comfortable back there. But to me, you know, I've covered this team for 7 years, man, and doing day-to-day and post-game, and there's been a lot of coaches talk about physicality, offensive line play, finishing and physicality. And I'm going to be honest with you, I couldn't see that personally. I didn't see that until you got on the field, and it seems like it's almost been contagious. And I don't want you to speak on the other guys, but just your approach to the physicality and the finishing aspect of playing offensive line.
I mean, it's really just a mentality. At the end of the day, you got to want to do it. And at the end of the day, I always had a mentality like, I don't want to let my teammates down. And I also like, I'm also the guy that I hate to throw the defense fastballs. You know what I'm saying? Like I want to play friendly football and keep our defense fresh and off the field, and so they can go out there and do what the hell, do what they do, and that's play number one defense. You know what I mean? Like I've been able to be a part of some teams that have other teams on the Patriots that were the number one defense, and so I understand how that feels, and I know I've been carried, and I kind of try to tell the guys and try to in the room, like, man, we got to do our part of the group project. You know what I mean? Like, it's no fun to, you know what I mean? Like, it ain't about getting glory, but it's just want to feel like you had a part in success of the team. You know what I mean? Like, that shit is just no fun, like being carried. I just don't, as a man, that's just life in general, period. You know what I mean? Like, no handouts. It's like, just want to be a part.
I love where you're going, man. You want to carry your part of the load. That's for damn sure. And it's good to see that happening. Hey, but I want to get inside the head of Trent Brown, man. I've seen you grab a couple of edge rushers, man, and just on that chest plate or wherever it may be, and you just stop them in their tracks, and it's manhandling folks. Take me inside the mind of Trent Brown when you get your hands on somebody like that, and that happens. How good a feeling is that?
I mean, the most beautiful part about this game is, and the most beautiful part about playing offensive line is moving grown men against their will. Like knowing that he's trying to go somewhere and he can't because I got my hands on him, or he got to go through me and he can't do nothing with me. Like that's just the mentality. My college coach used to have this saying, and he would say mass kicks ass. So I'm using what God gave me to the best of my abilities. That's as simple as that. You know what I mean? I'm my dad's son at the end of the day. So like, I just always hear him in my head, like from a young age when we used to be working out in hot summer days, and we used to just like, I always hear his voice in my head. Like, you got more, you can't be beat. You unstoppable. You know what I mean? And so it's just like that motivation always in my head, and just like, that's it really. Like I just don't want to be the one to let the team down.
I'm gonna try that with my wife, Trent. Matt, move that. I'm gonna try that with. Look out, Court. That little mass move, little ass.
Come on.
Listen. You talked about your time with the Patriots and different teams you've been around. This team started out 0-3. And had some struggles, you know, up and down even after that a bit. What for you, what was the moment that changed things that started this team going on, if you could pick out one, going on this trajectory that they're on right now?
I would think it's just that second Jacksonville game, man. Like, everybody just having that belief and seeing that, even to come back and score 30 straight points or whatever, and win in the fourth quarter, that second half push offensively. Like, that's the kind of like joy and happiness that you can have, and I've been contagious, really. That the stadium has been rocking. The stadium, stadium wasn't like that all year. Up until that point, and that was a piece together offensive line. But I just think the belief. I have a super belief in this system, this offense. I won in it. I know how it works. I know what it looks like. I know what it does to teams, and it's built to do what we've been doing. That's run the ball, play balanced football and friendly football, like I was saying earlier, and allow our defense to go out there and do what they do best. Allow our playmakers to get in space and make plays.
All right, Trent, man, we appreciate you. I know you got a busy schedule ahead of you. And, we could stop by and have you on anytime, man. Really appreciate you, and good luck this weekend in Kansas City.
Thank you.
All right, that's Trent Brown, right tackle.
That was fun.
Yeah, that could be
That was hella fun.
That could be a fun weekly segment there.
He got that deep belly laugh.
I gotta say, I have not been one that has loved, probably even up to about 60 seconds ago, I have not been one that has been in love with the swinging Titus Howard to guard and playing a position that he's playing left-handed. That's not his natural position.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people.
and off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That interview did it for you, huh?
I don't know how you can take that guy off the field. not just what we've seen. I mean, he is, like, clearly bringing – and I don't know, we saw this at the beginning of the year. We saw him even when he wasn't playing or practicing. He was on repeatedly every time guys were coming off, talking to Juice, talking to Lake and Thomas. I don't know how much that helped, but talking to all of the young Ursary a lot. Like, he looks like it's his offensive line.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we're talking about the thought process of Laramie Tunzel, and now we just listened to Mass Moves Ass. Like, he's bringing something more than just his play, and his play has been good. He's bringing something more than just his play to where, yeah, he has to be on the field.
I'm going to tell you, look, he's been really good. He's been really good. I think from the time they put him on the field, it's been worth moving Titus Howard,